Father God, we do ask for your Spirit to work deep in our hearts now. Help us to hear from you. Help us to be motivated to work for you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please do sit down. I'm just turning to Acts chapter 1, which we're going to be thinking about this morning. That was on page 1092. Well, I remember doing an all-age service a few years ago about this reading, Acts chapter 1, and I used this construction set as an example. I brought it along. It's a bit like oversized Meccano, really, and it's a great fun. You can make all sorts of things. But when I was doing this all-age service, I first of all asked for a volunteer from the congregation. I really was tempted to do this with you guys this morning, but I decided not to. But I asked somebody to come forward and to start making something. And so they started making it. They put a wheel on here, a little headlight. They started making a car, because the master builder was very good at making cars. Let's put that there. Then, having begun the work, the builder left it like this. He took various other pieces and he scattered them down the aisle. He then came and stood up in the pulpit. Before coming up into the pulpit, he did leave some instructions, and then he guided the congregation to continue the work using the instructions and by speaking from up here. But what was that illustration all about? Well, you see, this half-made car really is a bit like the kingdom of God. And the master builder is like Jesus. The master builder of the kingdom of God is Jesus, after all. And today we're thinking about how Jesus goes about building his kingdom. We listen to the first verse of Acts chapter 1 again. We read this. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote all about that Jesus began to do and to teach. So the book of Acts is written by this fellow called Luke. And as we know, Luke wrote two books in the New Testament. He wrote his gospel. And in the gospel, that's where Luke tells us all about what Jesus began to do when he was on earth. When Jesus was on earth, he began to build his kingdom, just like the master builder began to build the car. And how did Jesus begin to build his kingdom? Well, as we've just heard, he did it by teaching people and doing things. He did miracles, but most of all, of course, he went to the cross to die for the sins of the world. And his teaching is that anyone who believes in him, who comes seeking forgiveness in him, can know eternal life. That is how Jesus started to build his kingdom. And in one sense, the job is done, isn't it? Because Jesus has died for sins once for all. That's an act that can never be repeated. But in another sense, the work continues. Back to the Meccano then. The master builder began the work of building the car. He did all the planning. He left instructions for others to continue. And our Bible reading tells us that after Jesus suffered and rose again from the dead, he too left instructions to his followers. So reading again, in my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days, and he spoke about the kingdom of God. So Jesus has completed that work of suffering. He has died for the sins of the world. He has been victorious over death. He has risen. And for 40 days, Jesus has been telling all his followers about the kingdom of God, and saying, I'm now returning to be with my Father in heaven. But the work continues. You see, how many disciples were there to begin with? There was a few, there were 12 apostles, there were probably a few dozen other disciples, but not that many. A bit like an incomplete car. And our master builder, Jesus, left instructions to his followers to continue the project of building the kingdom. It's now time to build the church. And from this small group of followers, the whole worldwide church now has to be built. And a question I'm often asked is this. Why didn't Jesus stick around a bit longer? It'd be lovely to meet Jesus face to face. But he didn't do that. Just as the master builder in my illustration left the job apparently half done and came into the pulpit, well, Jesus seems to leave the kingdom of God apparently half done and ascends into heaven. Why didn't he stick around with all this work to do? Well, verses 4 to 8 of our Bible reading, I'll just go back to them. On one occasion, while Jesus was eating with them, he gave this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." When Jesus, you see, was on earth, he could only be in one place at one time. But when Jesus left the earth, his Spirit could come. And his Spirit comes on all of his followers, wherever they may be, to continue his work. So Jesus actually can be with us in many places all at once. And because his Spirit is with his followers, they can continue to build the kingdom of God in his power. One thing I didn't mention in my illustration is that when the master builder got up into the pulpit, they threw out a spanner. And the illustration is that the spanner is like the Holy Spirit. So Jesus has ascended to heaven and he says to his followers, "There you go. Let me equip you to do the job. Receive my Spirit and you'll be able to continue the project." Basically, Jesus is saying this: I am leaving now, but when I go, you will enter a new age when I will continue my work of building my kingdom. Here are my instructions. We have those in the Bible. And I want you to be my agents, my witnesses, as you teach the whole world about me. And I will send my Holy Spirit to help you continue my work. This is how I continue to build my kingdom. So you and I now live in this time period between Jesus ascending to heaven and his return from heaven. Verse 11 tells us Jesus will come back one day in the same way he left. We live in the age of the Holy Spirit, this time period where Jesus is building his kingdom from heaven through us and through his Spirit. So how do we apply this to us here at St. John's? Well, first of all, we need to listen to the instructions. We need to read our Bibles. And we need to be serious about what Jesus asks us to do. He asks us to work hard for him by being his witnesses. That means we need to tell others about Jesus and what he has done for us. We need to tell people the good news. Jesus has died on a cross. Forgiveness of sins is possible. Jesus is risen. Death has been conquered. And anyone who comes in faith can enter that wonderful kingdom. and be friends with God forever. And we have to trust that God has not left us to get on with the job by ourselves. Yes, we need to work hard in our own strength, as we witness, but not only in our own strength, we work hard with the gifts God has given us through His Holy Spirit. We need to walk by the Spirit. We cannot do this work of building God's kingdom ourselves. It is the work of Jesus. He equips us to do His work by giving us the Spirit of God. Our verse from the year reminds us that we need to stay in the vine. Without Jesus, we can do nothing, but with Him, we will bear much fruit. The church is like a half-completed car. There's a job to be done to finish the building. And Jesus invites us to be involved in the task of finishing the job. That's a call to mission. A call to build the kingdom of God in the power of the Spirit, using God's instruction manual, the Bible. So we need to think, how can I witness to the Lord Jesus? Just think, is there anyone that I know about who I can tell, who I can talk to about Jesus? Or if that's too scary, simply invite them to church or a church event where they can hear about the Lord Jesus. And it's not only, of course, telling people about Jesus, it's about showing His love that counts. We witness to Jesus as we show the love of Christ, as we serve other people. But we do need to tell them that we are doing it because we're Christians. So let's think, how am I showing the love of Jesus by serving others? And I know many of you go out of your way to serve others and help those in need. That's powerful witness. But we need to pray as well, don't we? Pray that God can help us to do this work in the power of His Spirit. I want us to be thinking over coming weeks, to be praying, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit personally, to be filled with the Spirit so that we can know God better, but also do this work more effectively of building the kingdom of God. Without the Holy Spirit's help, nothing will happen. So friends, let's continue to pray. Let's continue to read our Bibles. Let's continue to tell others about Jesus. Let's invite people to parish events and let's serve the people of Elmswell in love. Let's have a few moments of quiet as we think about this question. How can I best work with Jesus in the power of the Spirit to continue building His kingdom here in Suffolk? Father God, we do need Your power from on high. We do need Your Spirit. You have left us work to be done. It is exciting work, but it is hard work. But Your power is available to us through Your Spirit. You have gifted us. Please guide us as to how we can build Your kingdom here in Elmswell. Show us people who we can speak to. Show us where people are going to be receptive to the message of Jesus. Give us boldness to speak to people. Help us to serve each other and the people of Elmswell in the love of Jesus. We pray that You will fill us with Your Spirit and help us as we move forward in this great commission You have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank You, O my Father, for giving us Your Son and leaving Your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Amen.